assurances from the administration. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Pentagon says it continues to track a balloon from China that it says is attempting to spy on the U.S. as it travels east. The discovery of the balloon sticking a pin in U.S.-China relations.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told his Chinese counterpart conditions are not conducive to a productive meeting right now, postponing his planned visit to Beijing.
I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
Blinken says the Chinese decision to fly a surveillance balloon over the U.S. is detrimental to discussions.
The United States will continue to maintain open lines of communication with China, including to address this ongoing incident.
U.S. officials reject a Chinese statement describing the balloon as a civilian research airship that was blown off course. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Montana's governor and some members of Congress want to know why it wasn't immediately shot down. An apology from the mayor of Austin, Texas, after a winter storm left thousands without power this week. Mayor Kirk Watson said the situation is unacceptable to the community.
As I said in my inauguration speech last month, my goal is to do good by doing better. And I can assure you that going forward, we will do better.
Temperatures are beginning to rise in the southern plains, though they're dropping fast in the northeast, where wind chills in some parts of New England could hit minus 50 tonight. The economy is strong. That's President Biden's take as the Labor Department reports employers added 517,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, this week's rally hit a wall after the strong jobs report fueled worries about inflation and higher interest rates. The Dow lost 127, the Nasdaq off 193, the S&P minus 43. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jurors in New York may soon begin deliberating in the trial of a U.S. citizen accused of fighting with ISIS.
An attorney for Ruslan Maritovich Asanov entered a not guilty plea to charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization on his behalf, as she said he does not recognize the U.S. legal system. Jurors in New York have heard witness testimony from his ex-wife, who said he sent her pictures of fellow ISIS members' dead bodies after a battle. They also heard from a jail guard who said he kept a drawing of the ISIS black flag in his cell, and video of Asanov after his arrest telling law enforcement he was a sniper who taught other ISIS members how to use weapons. Prosecutors say he went to Syria in late 2013 and U.S.-backed Syrian forces captured him and turned him back over to the U.S. in 2019. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A U.S. airline is launching an all-you-can-fly deal.
Frontier Airlines is rolling out a pass to let customers fly all summer long for one price. The $399 Go Wild Pass lets holders take trips from May 2nd to September 30th for a penny per trip, with some catches like airport fees, taxes, and extra charges for things such as checked luggage. Trips to its more than 100 destinations depend on availability, and there are some blackout dates. Passengers have to book domestic flights a day before or up to 10 days ahead for international departures. The airline's already selling an unlimited annual pass for $1,299. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A court in Spain says Amazon broke labor laws by forcing more than 2,000 delivery drivers to use an app that the company controlled for scheduling work and payments, as well as requiring them to use their own cars and cell phones on the job. The court ruled Amazon couldn't treat workers using its Flex app as self-employed. Amazon says it disagrees with the ruling and it will appeal. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.